in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yud Aleph, Seif Yud Dalet. Seif Yud Dalet says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Bayit, She'enoi Osui Ledira B'Kvius, Chochel. A building which one does not live in, B'Kvius, like in a fixed fashion, is Chochel. Now he's going to explain himself a little more, and we have to be clear what he means over here. He's going to discuss these halachos in more detail further on in the siman. Yeah. Now, what exactly does he mean? We're going to see later that in fact, even if one lives in a house for a short time, generally speaking, you also chayav in mezuzah. What he's referring to over here, if we read words carefully, is bayit she'enoi osui the dira b'kvius. The whole design or building or way the house is set up is not appropriate, not suitable for long-term dira. So, lefichach, that's really where this halacha comes from. Lefichach sukkas hachag v'chag potel. A sukkah on sukkas is potel. Something that actually a sukkah itself, essentially a discussion in Poiskim, something that actually a sukkah itself, even were it to be built in a strong and lasting fashion, would also be potter from a zuzah, because the Torah designates it as a dira zara, as a temporary dira. But anything else, be that as it may, or yes or no, but anything else only becomes a dira zara when its design and makeup is such that that's what it is. So we're getting.
What about a best house?
What house?
Best house. Used to have best house.
Right, yeah. No, so we're going to see, that doesn't need a mezuzah, but there's another reason why that doesn't need a mezuzah, because mezuzah only needed in a place of tashmish shel kavod, like normal mechubah type of tashmish, places where people wash, or right, regular tashmish edirim, places where people wash, or use the bathroom, or things like that. It's not tashmish shel kavod, it's not five in mezuzah.
I hear the horror.
Define a bit more sharply when we get there, what yes and what not. So now, continues the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, on our topic, V'chein oisim chanuot, if you have types of shops, of stores, sha'oisim v'yoymed l'shuka, which are put up on the market day, li'mei meshech hayarit, just for the time of the special sort of market time is a special few days of the year, or whatever it is, where there's a big get-together, a big fair, and they put up temporary buildings just for that period. So I guess, you know, they're made of like flimsy type of walls, maybe it's a sort of tent or thin wood. It's something that easily clips up and easily taken down. And they're not suitable for long-term use. Or afterwards they just leave them empty, but they're completely not designated, not meant for that type of thing. So these places are potable. This is interesting. So that's stores which are built and taken down after a short period. But stores which are there, so a person's got this store and he goes there every day, in the morning till the evening, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, chayav in mezuzah. Such a place is chayav in mezuzah. Now actually, this is a discussion amongst poskim, and some people can say that what type of dira, what type of sort of living in a place is mechayev mezuzah. Some people can say that it has to be a place that serves for persons hashmishei dira, both in the day and in the night. Like most of the time, you also eat and drink there during the day, you sleep there in the night. It serves for persons hashmishei 24 hours a day, or most of the 24 hours. Not like a store or an office which only serves a person's tashmishim for a limited period of time. He doesn't stay there at night, he goes there only during the day. Some say such a place is Potter from Uzuzah.
Right now, I see what they're doing so far. From
yes.
He's talking about only time. He said, if you, for short period of time, he didn't mention any place. He said, short period of time, right now, what you say,
the
nothing to do with it. They said, if the arguments, he said, that his definition, of course, they're adding something to this. Because you're talking about not time. You're talking about how functional it is.
Well, about what we said before about the balance.
No, less.
Yeah.
First, you read Shemar.
Yeah.
Short period of time.
Yeah.
For 2 days, 2 or 7 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right now, you said, but some Rabban said,
yeah.
No. It's just, or they said, we will ask you this. If only during the day, don't do business.
Yeah, I think it's actually a machloikus. I think they're being chaylikal because it's a short
lot.
Yeah, it sounds like he holds that as long as it's long-term usage, even if the usage is only a daytime usage, doesn't make enough kaminah.
Yeah, but because right now...
But the chaylikal are saying that even in a long-term usage, there might be two things. A, it has to be long-term usage, and B, what does the usage have to be? It has to be a day and nighttime usage.
Can I have a big problem with
yeah.
Which has never mezuzah only during the night, or I use it this room only during the day. So right now, based on this, I should not get mezuzah.
It could be. We find sometimes as far as that.
If I get one in the house, fine. But right now, I put mezuzah and this in the room. Right now, this is my ear, and I don't think.
Yeah, well, what about another example? Let's say somebody has in their house a room that they dedicate as an office.
No, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Well, it's the difference.
Yeah, so. So, the person can say, you're right, and the person really going to come to this, the person can say that even according to this shita, this all only applies to a room that stands completely on its own. Because it's separate from the house, it's not part of the house. But anything that's part of your regular house is considered by default to serve for zero the whole time.
So right now my son has office.
Yeah.
And definitely he uses office during the day.
Yeah.
So right now based on the street he should have the
business. 1 second. Is the office a room in his house or is it a completely separate room?
No.
Somewhere else, not an office, he goes there to work. Completely separate.
Nothing to do with anything.
So, yeah, my understanding is they should put their mezuzah without a bra.
That seems to be a
thing
that people put a bra.
Without a bra.
That's what we do, Lamaisa.
Yeah.
I've never had to put a mezuzah up in an office, so.
Yeah, you
could
have
that
without
a bra.
All Jewish
offices have mezuzahs. Right. But without a bra.
Without a
bra.
You see, Baruch Hashem that we're talking about because it's new for me. I'm not planning to have
We had a problem.
Yeah.
We had this office and there were all small offices. But some of the people were going. So when you put businesses on their offices and they're going to get it, you know.
But it was your offices and they were employed by
you? We were in the building and we had different offices, but they all worked for us. But there were certain offices that they were just left to go in those offices.
Uh-huh.
So we never used to put the businesses on those offices. And when we actually came from the going, one of the employees
said,
sure. Why are you discriminating against why the CEO or something must be something new for you? Why are you putting this in office?
How did you get out of that one?
My brother distracted out and he said, we think we'll think about it or something.
We just put them in an empty mezuzah case. You know, put something inside that looks like it's a mezuzah or something. But I'm not sure that might say in that situation. I'm not actually sure about it. If it's your office and you're just sort of employing going to be there, then maybe it's the same as this. I'm not sure. I'm not so sure that it's 100% bottom. Okay, so that's that discussion. Let's move on to see a Tesmoth we're up to. So here he describes the situation. Yeah. A sadrash yishlo sholish machitzas, a type of open porch area which is surrounded by walls on three sides. Betikra al gaben, and it has a roof. Uprutza beravias. So it sounds like a sort of maybe shelter in a chotzer, in a garden or something where maybe you like to sit, enjoy the sun or something like that. Betikra al gaben, and it has a roof. Uprutza beravias. But the fourth side is completely open. And the point is that you want it to be open because you'd like there to be sun, to be light, to be air, whatever it is. Like balcony type of idea. Afal pi sheyesh lo sham shtei pitzim. Now even were it to be that on that fourth side there are two posts in the corner. K'moy Tzoros HaPesach. So it has the appearance of Tzoros HaPesach because you have the edge of the roof, which is the top of the sort of doorway, and you have these two posts in the corners that are forming the appearance of a Tzoros HaPesach. This Pesach, the Turim HaMitzvah, is part of the Mitzvah. Hipnei Shapitzimin Lo Nasu Mishum Mitzvah. The reason these doorposts are there, now, you have to know in such a situation whether it's true or not, but the basic underlying principle of Kopanim is that the mezuzahs, these doorposts are there actually not to form a doorway and not to form any type of closure on the Ruach Revis. Ideally, you would have wanted it to be completely open. The whole idea is it should be open and you should have air and so forth. But the technicality is such that you need these posts to be there to hold the roof up. If these posts wouldn't be there, your roof would fall. So if we have some sort of design like that, where we have something that appears like a doorway, but you've got absolutely no interest in making a sort of closure in that point, or making the form of a doorway, that's bichlal not the idea. The mezuzahs simply stand there, because of, as chizuk tikra, to hold the roof, otherwise the roof would fall, or there's concern that it might fall.
Yeah.
We'd have to have really a standard.
Like
stand
table.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly yet, though. It's not a problem.
But sometimes when you come out of the house,
yeah,
there are pillars that are holding up the roof
that's
about the
balcony where you are. Yeah. The chale, that would be a good example of something like this. If those pillars are there,
yes,
simply,
but example,
it's exactly the situation.
You put his in whatever door which you enter from your house.
No, no, but
from the garden.
Ah, from the garden, yes. Yeah.
You might have four or five entrances from all these people
that are starting. Well, it depends what they're there for, really. If they're there to.
I've seen very often.
Depends what they're there for. If they're really there to hold that balcony that's on top, and that's what they're there for, then it's halacha, they're potter from mezuzah. If you could sometimes have them, that it's there also like they serve like a dual purpose. They're also like meant to create some sort of enclosed area underneath that somebody could sit there and enjoy sitting there, something like that, and then it might yet be chayav mezuzah.
You know, I think it also sounds wrong because my misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about this day. The best way to see that there's all open.
Yeah.
Let's say in San Diego, all this is the same way. You know, because
okay.
You know,
yeah.
So right now, you said because the main idea Kabbalah of this place never had more. Look at what it means. You had something on you because simply you would not have.
Right, technical design, yeah.
So right now, you would not believe it. I also would like to have the same in my game. I really would like to have it for every single door.
Which is where? Huh?
Why is it
wall?
So right now, right now I'm trying to push it as much as I could. To understand now, not because I try to argue for sake argument. If it's a club that ideally you would not have walls, that's applied to a lot of stuff in the house.
I don't think it's true. People don't want to have their living room open. They want to have their living room closed because they want to have privacy, they want to have protection when it's cold and so forth. It's like Sandra, they don't mind it being open.
But even protection closed is
No, they don't have it there for protection when it's cold, because it doesn't help when it's cold. It's an open place, and when it's cold you don't sit there or whatever it is. It's simply there for technical reasons. Now one other, just one practical example I saw of this, sometimes you have like these outside metal stairs with a sort of fire escape or something, and very often they have like a sort of metal piece which goes round the sides of the stairs and is attached to the building, but the purpose of that metal piece is to hold the stairway. If it wouldn't be there, it wouldn't be safe, it would bend, it would... So that metal piece is entirely just there as an engineering point. It needs to be there for the stairs to be safe. So something like that is not hiding, it falls under this halakha. Okay, shkayach everybody.